Blog Talk Radio.
And everybody shout and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So tonight, I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what your problem is. Jesus is in the house tonight. When you can't move the mountains that's standing in your way, I came to tell you God can. I said God can.
Well, praise the Lord and God bless you. Yes, God can. I don't care what you need, God can do it. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starnes. I want you to stay tuned today, because remember, whatever you need, God can. Stay tuned.
Doubts and fears.
God can.
Tell me.
God can.
When you are needing someone to wipe away your tears.
God can.
Yes, he can. Thank
God can.
Come on, sing.
God can do more than you can ever ask or think. He holds all power in his mighty hand. When you can't see the way.
Change your past, and you can't heal your broken heart. Somebody tell me. Oh yeah. When you can't find the courage to make a brand new start, see? By might, but by his spirit that we do all things. Yes, you can face the future when your hope is in his hands.
Praise you and God bless you. Good morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad therein. Amen. I'm glad to be here this Saturday, a day that I never experienced before. So we're so grateful to the Lord for that. Hallelujah. We woke up this morning at 4:30. I thought I had overslept the broadcast. I was all messed up, I tell you. But thank God I realized that the day was Saturday and the broadcast only came on at 7 a.m. We love you today, and I want you to know that God will love you more than I could ever love you. And I want you to know that God will do abundantly above all that you could ever ask the thing. Listen, I want you to stay tuned today. I got a message I want to talk about. I gave it up and surrendered. Now, what triggered me to preach this was J. Moss. I heard his song, and I wondered, and I said, my God, I've been there. Listen to this, and I'll be back.
I'm just James on this one.
Can't you see I'm striving for his favor in his purpose? My temple lives its resting place while I give him my service.
PDL! God is working on me. Open my eyes, now I see. Put some trust in my body. Now the urge I had is DC. My haters came and then fed. God sewed up my head. Filled his word in my heart. Moved out all of my sons. I let love separate from his love. Like your dad. Like your dad. Will not sway.
Away.
Cause I gave it up.
God.
Here we go.
Let me just stop this right now. But let me just say to you that right there, I guess over 30 years ago, really put brakes on me. I never forget when I first read this scripture. And good morning, everyone. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. We're truly going to have a good time today. But listen, when I first read this scripture over 35 years ago, 36, 37 years ago. I threw the Bible down. I threw it down. Bam! I was reading the scripture, and when I got to that part, I said, who gonna do that? And especially out of Matthew, it says, Matthew the 10th chapter, Jesus said, verse 34, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Verse 35, for I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. You know what I did? I threw the Bible down. I threw it down. I mean, I actually physically, bam, threw it down. I threw the Word of God down. And I said, who can believe this? I was in the house, in my house. I mean, I read it, and I was saved. I mean, I don't know how come what possessed me to do it. But it was like it was just too much to ask for. How can anyone ask for that much? You got to leave your mother, father, sister, your brother, and your own life to follow him? I said, forget it. I threw the Bible down. I threw it down. I remember that vividly. I got a clear conscience of that, clear visual picture in my mind that I actually threw the Word of God down. Bam! I threw the Bible down. Bam! I threw it down. I said, who can believe this? Who? I said, who? And he said, mother, father, sister, brother, daughter. I said, that don't make no sense. That don't make any sense to me. That don't make any sense to me. I'm going to do all this for Jesus? Please. Nah. I said, I'm not doing it. Let's look at something in Mark chapter 8, verse 31 through 35. Father, bless your word. Bless me. Bless those that are hearing. Give us an understanding of your word that we can apply to our life in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark 8, 31. And he began to teach them, and the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake this saying openly, and Peter rebuked him and began to rebuke him. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. No. Then he said, but when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou sayest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and take up his cross, and follow me. Verse 35 says, and whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. Okay, that's a lot to be asking for. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. I really made my mind up almost at that time that I didn't want nothing to do with Christianity. I don't want anything. I made my mind up. I don't want anything to do with it at that time. Because that's too much. How is he going to tell me I got to give up everything? I got to give up everything just to follow Jesus? And everybody told me how sweet he is and how humble he is. And now I'm just reading in this Bible. It tells me that I got to give up everything to follow him. Boy, that was hard for me. I'm not going to lie to you. You know what that word, the word give up means? Surrender. You know, the word give up, it means to surrender. Give up or agree to forego to the power or possession of another. In other words, I got to give up my whole life and let Jesus Christ operate it. Man, that was just too much. All the things that I was doing, now I can't do that no more. I got to check in with him. That was just too much for me. For me, at the time, you have to understand, I was a baby in the Lord. I was only like a month old, maybe 2 months old. And then part number two is to surrender. It means to relinquish possession or control over. That means you got to relinquish your possession of your own life and give up the control of your life. To surrender, it means to give oneself up to some other influence. That means I got to give myself up to the influence of Jesus Christ, or I got to give up my influence, my control to the course of Jesus. I got to give up my emotions for the course of Jesus. You know, like, how many people you know surrenders to their circumstances? Some people just say, well, I got to live with this the rest of my life. And they just surrender. They never look to get out. But when it comes down to Jesus, we don't want to surrender. And I'm the first one that didn't want to surrender. I didn't want to surrender. Because I'm saying, I'm telling you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I took the Bible and threw the Bible down when I read it. And that's been over 36, 38 years ago. I said, this can't be true. I got to give up everything for Jesus Christ. Forget the whole doggone thing. I don't need none of this. And you know what? I don't think I'm the only one that feel that way or felt that way. There are probably some of you out there right now struggling with that. But you got to give it up. You got to give it up. You have to give it up. You have to surrender. The only way you're going to be a real, true Christian is give it up. As long as you operate in your life, you cannot be a good Christian. Because there are going to be some things that you don't want to do that Jesus said do. And if you want to be a real Christian and follow Christ and get the blessings of God, you got to give up yourself. Have to surrender. The only way. That's the only way. There's no other way. There is no other way. Let me look at something. Let's take a look at something. I want to take a look at something here. Let's look in the Message Bible just for a minute. In Mark chapter 8, verse 31. Let's read this from the Message Bible. He then began explaining things to them. It is necessary that the Son of Man proceed to an ordeal of suffering, be tried and found guilty by the elders, high priests, and religious scholars, be killed, and after 3 days, rise up again. Well, that's not so bad, because that's Jesus. He said this simply and clearly so they couldn't miss it. He didn't want them to miss it. But Peter grabbed him in protest, turning and seeing his disciples wavering, wondering what to believe. Jesus confronted Peter. Peter, get out of my way. Satan, get lost. You have no idea how God works. Calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Don't run from suffering. Embrace it. Follow me, and I'll show you how. Now, that was not an easy thing for me to accept. I'm talking about Lonnie Starks now. I couldn't accept that easy. I mean, I had to, but I didn't want to accept it. The next verse said, self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to saving yourself, your true self. Jesus says self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to saving yourself, your true self. What Jesus says, the only way you can really save yourself is give up yourself. I gave it up. I surrendered. Wasn't easy. Wasn't easy to give it up now. Not to me. Now, maybe it was easy to you, but it wasn't easy to me at all. Was not easy for Lonnie Starks to give up. No. It wasn't easy. To surrender my will to Jesus Christ, no, it wasn't easy. I can't sit here and stand here. I can't sit here in this seat this morning and tell you that it was easy. And I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be easy for you. But I am going to tell you this. It's the only way that God would accept you. God won't accept you no other way. Take a listen to this and I'll be right back.
You've been good, yeah. Oh, Lord, I thank you. You know, I think back to when I was a little girl.
Oh, Lord,
and my mama used to drag me to church, Yeah, we didn't have a choice about it back then. But she would get her praise up. And I would just watch it. Didn't mean much to me at the time. But see now, now that I can drag mine in, I know what it's all about to lift my head, do my day, and give him praise.
Every morning, every day, I bow my head and I start to pray. Ooh.
Yes, I praise him. Now, I praise him now, but I haven't always been like this. I'm telling you, when I first read that scripture that I had to give up everything, I just took the Bible and threw it down. I didn't drop the Bible. I threw it down. And I said, I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. And there are many of you right now, maybe you never threw the Bible down, but there's a lot of you that's listening to me. You don't believe that you got to give up everything for Jesus. I got members in my church, and, you know, they go about their own way. They say they're saved, but they say their way, not Christ's way. They don't follow his way. He says the only way you can be blessed is follow my lead. You can't lead anymore. And that's not easy for some people to do. It wasn't easy for me. But I gave it up. And now I can praise him. I have no problem praising the Lord. I mean, I love to praise the Lord. But there was a time it made no sense. It really made no sense to me to stop and just give God all the praise like that. I wanted to put somebody else in front of me. I wanted to put myself. I didn't want to put nobody else in front of me. I didn't want no one else to be in front of me. I wanted to be number one in my life. I wanted to be number one. I wanted to be number one. I couldn't see the ideal of getting Jesus, some Jesus that I don't know. Well, I didn't know him, but I couldn't see that he could ask for that. That was just a bit too much for me. That was just too much for me to grasp at the time. I couldn't conceive that he would ask me to give my life up. After all, it's mine. Give up my way, my will is mine. I'm going to give that. I'm going to surrender it to you. I got to put you above my mother, my father. Put you above my sister. Put you above my daughter and my son. And that's exactly what Jesus says. That's exactly what we have to do as Christians. Give it up. We have to give it up. Give it up. That's what we have to do. We have to give it up. You cannot keep right on trying to do it yourself and expect to be blessed of God. He clearly says, I mean, it's not that it's not clear. I mean, I understood it clear. Let's look at that chapter again one more time. Let's look at it. In Mark chapter 8, verse 31. And let me go down to verse 34. It says, Acts chapter 8, verse 34. It says this, and when he called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I read that and I threw the Bible down. I said, I don't believe that. I got to deny myself just to follow Christ? I thought following Christ was so easy. I thought following Christ was just, you know, you get saved and it's this glorious feeling and you follow Christ and everything will be all right. I didn't know that it entailed giving up yourself. I didn't understand that part. Especially when I read it in Matthew, when it said deny mother, father, when it's deny your sister, your brother, your own daughter. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you the honest God truth. It wasn't easy for me to accept giving up. And you know what? I sympathize with you because I know it's not easy as well. I believe you suffer with that part just like me. To give up everything you got. To give up your manhood, your authority, to follow Christ. And that's exactly what he's saying. I gave it up. You must give it up. That's what J-Moss said in the song. I gave it up. I'm not going back no more. You know what? Once you give it up, you will see the blessings in giving it up. You may not have all the money you want. You may not have the beautiful house you want. Your family may not be the way you want, but there's an inner joy. There is an inner peace and an inner joy and an inner satisfaction in serving Jesus Christ. There's a peace that is beyond explanation. The only way you can understand it is be in it. You have to actually give it up yourself in order to receive this peace that Abayasa, that God has given you. You have to. You have to surrender yourself before you'll see what Christ is telling us here. You won't see it. You won't understand it. You will not see it. You will not understand it. And you won't accept it because you can't see it. It's only going to come through when you give up. The only way you will find out that Christ is better than life has ever been explained to you is surrender to him. You can't find out about Christ trying to read about it in a book. You got to surrender. It's a participation. When I went to school for internal combustion engines in 1961 and 62, there was a part called classroom. And we studied in the classroom like 3 months. Study, 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 study. Then there was a part called shop participation. Then there was like we had to go out in the shop and actually put hands on to physically feel and get acquainted with what we had read. Well, the only way you're going to get the blessings of God to flow in your life is participate. You have to get hands on. You're not going to find out about God just reading the Bible and don't participate. You got to surrender to it. That's what Jesus was saying. You won't know me in the fullness, and you won't get the benefits from me until you actually surrender to me. And he said, if you don't want to surrender to me, you're not worthy to be my disciple. You don't want me. You don't want me. Elder Rudolph, I want to say 37 years ago, he used to stop by my garage. I just gotten saved. And he would always have a fresh word. I remember. He had a slight impediment of speech. And he said, but dogs, did you read your Bible this morning? And, you know, I was reading the Bible, but I didn't understand what he was saying. He said, you know, I read this morning the Bible. It said this. And he always had a word. Always a different word every day. He had read the Bible, what God had shown him. That's the only way you're going to know God, is keep reading his word, surrendering to him, give him some of that sleep time. I mean, you got to give God some time in order to know him in the fullness. In order to get the benefits of Jesus Christ, you must surrender him and follow him. You won't be able to get the benefits without doing it. Now, I haven't seen Elder Rudolph in 25 years. I don't know if he's living or dead. He moved to Mississippi. I wish I could see him. I let him know, Elder, you know what? You really bless me. Because now every day I read the Word, because the Word of God is my life. And by reading the Word, it keeps me in check. Like here with this message this morning, the Word of God lets me know that if I didn't give up, I must give up. And the only way that Christ is going to accept me is if I give up. Now, that's not going to be easy to give up. But the only way Christ is going to accept me is if I give up. He said, and when he had called his disciples unto him, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The next verse says, and whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel shall save it. Now that's just as clear as the nose on my face. And guess what? I threw my Bible down 36, 37 years ago. Bam! Threw it down 38 years ago. I threw it down. I said, nah, man, God can't mean that. No, God can't mean that. There's no way God can mean that. How could God possibly mean that I got to give up myself? That can't be. I said, that can't be. This is a misprint. Somebody messed the scriptures up. This cannot be. This cannot be. God cannot mean this. It cannot be. There's no way that this could be. There is no way that this could be. How could God ask me to give up everything for him? I don't believe it. And I threw the Bible down. I actually threw it down. I actually threw the Bible down. I'm proud that I did it. You know why? Because it took that to let me know that God is the right way, not my way. I had to give it up. I had to let God rule my life, not me. Because I didn't know how to rule my life. I had to let God rule my life. Let me show you something. While we're here, let me just show you something. Let me show you something, please. Bear with me just a minute. I'm going to show you something. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10. And let's look at verse number 35. I put it on the screen. And it says, "For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." That's Matthew 10 and verse 35. Now watch this. Watch verse 36. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. And your foes are your enemies. Verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Now y'all reading that, aren't you? Verse 38, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Y'all reading this, aren't you? Verse 39, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Are you all reading it, aren't you? Verse 40, he that receiveth you receiveth me. He that receives me receives him that sent me. Now that's clear, isn't it? But you know what I did? I threw the Bible down. It said, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Now, saints, I'm just telling you, I was all alone. But when I read those things, I threw the Bible down. I said, no, I don't believe it. I said, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe that God is. I said, I don't believe it. I, bam, threw the Bible down. Just threw it down. I said, I don't believe it. Was nobody with me? I was in the house all alone. I threw the Word of God down. I threw it down because I understood what he was saying, but I just didn't think, I didn't want to do that. I'm not going to give up everything for you. Me? Big me? Important me? Going to give up me for Jesus? Nah, man. I wasn't going to do it. And you know what? I sense that some of you struggling with that right now. That's why I'm bringing this message. But saints, the only way you can make it is give it up. The only way you're going to be blessed is give it up. The only way that you can be blessed, listen to this, and I'll be right back.
I get joy when I think about
what it does for me.
I get joy when I think about
how it
set
me free.
I get joy when I think about
how it saved my soul.
And it filled me with the Holy Ghost. Can I say it again? I get joy when I think about
what it does for me.
I get joy when I think about
how it set me free.
And it fills
me with the Holy Ghost.
people get joy when they receive lots of money. Other people get joy when they drive fancy cars. Material things, they don't bother me.
Song is about true believers, but let me say something to you. As beautiful as that song is, you'll never get that joy that they're singing about until you surrender to Jesus. You can't have it on the outside. You got to come on the inside. And that's what he said to us. Except we deny ourselves, we won't have that joy. We'll have sporadic joy, something that come on you, like a ball game or somebody give you a present. But you won't have that continuous joy. See, when you got Jesus in your life and you surrender to him, he gives you joy, but it doesn't come. See, you have to surrender to get it. It won't come until you surrender. So you are really driving Miss Daisy yourself. You're driving the bus yourself. It's up to you. If you want that joy of God, you got to give up. You got to give up you, give up yourself, give up your way, give up planning your life. You have to surrender. Now, once you do that, then he in return will begin to fill you with joy. If you're depressed today, I can tell you why. It's because you haven't surrendered to Christ. If you're frustrated and aggravated today, I can tell you why. Because you haven't surrendered to Christ. See, did you know what Jesus said to Peter? In the message Bible, he said, you know what? You don't have a clue how God works. You don't have a clue on how God's work. Listen, Let's look at this one more time. In Mark chapter 8, verse 31 from the Message Bible, it says, He then began explaining things to them. He said, it is necessary that the Son of Man proceed to an ordeal of suffering, be tried and found guilty by the elders and high priests and religious scholars, be killed, and after 3 days, rise up again. Who understands that? He said this simply and clearly so they couldn't miss it. Jesus didn't want them to miss it. Then he says in the next verse, but Peter grabbed him in protest, turning and seeing his disciples wavering, wondering what to believe. This is Jesus. This is Peter. Jesus confronted Peter. Peter, get out of my way. Satan, get lost. You have no idea how God works. My God, that just blew my mind right there. So, Brother Lonnie Stonks, you don't even have no idea how God works. Whoever you are that's struggling with surrendering to Christ, you don't have no idea on how God works. And you will never know until you surrender. The next verse says, calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Don't run from suffering. Embrace it. Follow me, and I'll show you how. That's Jesus talking. The next verse says, self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the only way, my way, to saving yourself, your true self. Jesus said his way is the only way. The only way we're going to have that joy, that overflowing joy, is to surrender to God. No other way. There's no other way, ladies and gentlemen, that you and I will have joy unless we surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way. You got to give it up. You won't have that joy. No matter who you are, no matter how smart you are, without surrendering to Jesus, you will never have that joy. You'll never have it. You'll never understand that God is with you. You will never understand the power that's in Jesus Christ. You'll never understand it. Here's a song that I found, and some of you may not disagree with it, but I'm going to play it. Wilson Pickett, I believe, going to run on. Let's see. Did I play it? I believe I run on. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Let's go. Okay, don't want to play for me. All right. So it wasn't meant to play, was it? If it didn't play, it wasn't meant to play. So it's okay. All right. We're just going to let that go right there. Okay. My iPod. Brothers, hold on.
Yes, he will. God will save.
To hold on if you don't accept Christ. No matter how much we sing the song and listen to the song, the only way that these songs are going to be in our lives, that we'll be, it'll be a part of our life, the only way is surrender to Jesus. You got to give it up. Give up yourself, because if you don't, you won't understand that. There's no way you'll understand that. Who can understand that you're going to suffer? Who understands that? Nobody wants to suffer. I know I don't. I don't want to suffer. And I can understand now the disciple Peter when he rebuked Jesus. Because what kind of nonsense is that? I'm going to come out here and follow you to suffer? For what? That don't make a lot of sense. But the only way that you and I can be blessed is to follow Jesus Christ. There is no other way. There is no other way that you and I are going to be blessed. We'll never have that joy. We'll never have that peace as long as we're trying to do it ourselves. There is no way that you and I can do it on our own. Listen to this, and I'll be right back. The joy of the Lord. Coco, joy of the Lord. From the album The Winner in Me by Coco, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now listen, I'm getting ready to go this morning, but I'm glad you tuned in. I hope you paid attention to what I said. Gave up. I gave up. I surrendered. And the only way that you can make it is if you give up and surrender to the Lord Jesus. Surrender your will to his will, and he'll make it all right. If you surrender your will to his will, I can guarantee you that God is going to take care of you. There's no way in the world that God will leave you alone. He'll take care of you. He'll make sure that you have what you need. And he'll give you that joy, even in suffering. Even in suffering. If you give Jesus your heart and you surrender to him, he'll give you that joy, everlasting joy. Listen, don't forget, today at 11 o'clock, Ladies Seeking His Face will be on. We're going to have a great time. Listen, if you're not saved today, I want you to give your life to Jesus and let Him bless you real good. Listen, I take care. I'm going to leave you this morning with Twinkie Clark. Awesome. She said awesome. Let's go. Twinkie Clark. Have a good day. I'll see you at 11.
Everything has changed, Lord. You blessed.